From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. No doubt you recognize the theme. It's the instrument that's out of context. Peter and the Wolf plucked on mandolin.
Beware, for wolves come in many disguises.
There are some atmospheric special effects. This is a recording of that mandolin played backwards.
Once upon a time, there was a boy called Peter. He lived with his grandfather in a cottage with a garden surrounded by a high stone wall. Outside the wall, there was a meadow with a pond and a tall tree. Beyond the meadow was a deep, dark forest.
That's Gavin Friday, sidling into the story. He's an Irish musician and composer with roots in punk rock. Friday put together this take on the 1936 Prokofiev classic, along with Morris Caesar. They tweak the original text. The wolf, at one point, goes mental. They stay true to the score, but they toss out the symphony orchestra.
Now, this is where the story begins.
Instead, a small band with a banjo.
Early one morning, when Peter walked out of the house, he opened the gate and went into the big green meadow.
Also, an accordion, bass clarinet, percussion of all kinds. Gavin Friday describes the sound this way. He imagines Kurt Weill hanging out at a bar mitzvah.
This has been recorded by so many artists over the years. So many different people have done wonderful versions and dreadful versions, I must admit, too.
It covers the map, right?
Yeah. And I went, hey, if you want to get the kids' attention today, you're going to have to turn this into like a movie. It's going to have to grab their attention. So I imagined it was being directed by Tim Burton.
A sort of there's a sinister, very, very dark tone to a lot of this.
There is, but kids like that. And kids love being scared, but at the end of it all, they like a big hug. Do you know what I mean? So musically, we try to sort of get into that sort of Tim Burton gothic thing. When the wolf comes out of the forest, I wanted the kids to sort of hide behind the chair. I work a lot in soundtrack music, and if you listen to a lot of the music, there's so much after being robbed from Peter and the Wolf. Like, if you listen to the wolf being caught, which is dun 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 dun, it's Jaws. It's John Williams robbed it.
Then Peter tied his end of the rope to the tree.
Listen to it, like the whole wolf with the cellos and the double bass. Definitely John Williams. He shouldn't have got an Oscar for Jaws.
Prokofiev
should have.
There's a moment in the story when the bird and the duck... Mm-hmm. They're having a bit of an argument. Now we're hearing...
You're hearing flying. Do you know
hearing
what that
wings.
Is?
We're hearing wings.
Do you know
wings.
What it is?
What is that?
Well, our percussion player is quite a genius. And we start getting paperback books and we started flapping them in front of microphones to give the impression of the wings.
Is that right? Pages?
Yeah, it's just two paperback books. We were shaking in time, so we were 1, 2, 3, on the rhythm. We were doing it, yeah.
There's a moment a little later on when the grandfather is coming out to find Peter. He's not happy.
Grandfather came out of the house and through the open gate. He was puffing on his pipe.
So there's that bass clarinet.
banjo, percussion.
There's a little creaking sound back there.
It's a rocking chair.
A rocking chair.
He said, oh, how can we make him really feel old? And he just went, with this bit of a rocker chair that was sitting in the studio.
He never liked Peter to go out into the meadow. Not really the place for you, grandson, he said gravely. Wolves and things. Do you know anything about wolves, huh? Just lot those wolves. Peter said nothing. Of course he wasn't afraid of wolves, but then he really couldn't argue with his grandfather.
There's something very joyful about the theme of Peter with banjo and accordion. Mm. It's got a great energy to it.
Well, that's what I said. Like, whether you've heard of Prokofiev or even can pronounce the word, or Peter and the Wolf, you may never have heard it, but you have. Subliminally, everyone knows that melody. You know, you hear that melody, you go, I know that. What's that? Do you know what I mean? It's just a little classical thing.
Was there a moment when you were making this recording when you thought, boy, there have just been so many versions of Peter and the Wolf. Do we really need another one? What can I possibly bring to this?
No, I didn't think that. I was arrogant enough to say we could do something really different.
Gavin Friday, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Melissa.
Gavin Friday narrates on the new recording of Peter and the Wolf with the Morris Caesar Ensemble. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.